Good evening. I'm Erin Granger with the KUAC Newsminer Update. A longtime and popular University of Alaska Fairbanks professor gives his final lecture this evening. Terrence Cole has taught history at UAF for 30 years. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, Cole is retiring to concentrate on his health and finish a book.
Terrence Cole says he immediately fell in love with Alaska and Fairbanks when he arrived in the state with his brother Pat in 1970. Pat was going to UAF, and Terrence realized he wanted to follow suit. As it turned out, his identical brother Dermot and his two younger sisters would also be drawn to the school. But Cole admits in college he had no inkling he would eventually be an historian until he fell under the spell of Bill Hunt and Hunt's book on the Alaska Gold Rush.
I just love the Gold Rush stories, and that book sort of really inspired me to think, well, gosh, I'd like to be a writer, but I don't know anything to write about, but heck, I could write about this.
Cole penned more than a dozen books about the Gold Rush, as well as leaving figures and institutions in Alaska. Cole says he enjoyed his time in grad school at the University of Washington in Seattle and working for Alaska Northwest Books and editing the Alaska Journal, but he wanted to return to UAF. He got that wish in 1988 when he joined the history faculty.
You know, I'm so lucky I got to work at the University of Alaska Fairbanks because I don't think my style would necessarily fit in at most other universities.
Besides chalking up an impressive list of publications, Cole's teaching style has become legendary. He says he wanted to keep his students guessing.
I would set the classes up so that people didn't know what I was going to do next. Now, this is sometimes a problem when you forget what you're going to do next.
Nevertheless, Cole earned top marks from students for enthusiasm, and he's garnered many awards for his teaching, writing, and research. Several of the honors he's received over the years were awarded jointly with his brother Dermot, a well-known journalist and columnist. Last year, Cole learned he had inoperable gastric cancer, which prompted his decision to retire. While he's receiving chemotherapy, he's also finishing a book on the Gold Rush. The same humor that inspired his teaching is evident as he discusses his so-called final lecture tonight.
As Dermot's wife Debbie said, just because it be my last lecture doesn't mean I'm going to stop pontificating.
That lecture is scheduled at 7 p.m. in Scheibel Auditorium on the UAF campus. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
Alaska U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan is co-sponsoring a bill that would direct the Department of Veterans Affairs to research medical cannabis. Alaska Public Media reports that the bill calls on the VA to look into the efficacy and safety of cannabis in the treatment of veterans diagnosed with chronic pain, post-traumatic stress disorder, and other conditions. 29 states have legalized the medical use of cannabis, but it still remains illegal under federal law. That's why it's been unclear if the VA is allowed to research cannabis. Sullivan says the legislation has his support because he's heard veterans say the VA should look into the benefits of cannabis use.
Some have tried to find the benefits of dealing with pain through self-medicating marijuana, and doctors, particularly at the VA, need to understand this and how it can impact their diagnosis. And I have heard from veterans that this has been helpful.
Sullivan cites the overprescription of opioids and the rising number of overdose deaths in the past year as reasons veterans are looking for other treatment methods. Medical cannabis has been legal in Alaska for more than two decades. Alaska legalized its recreational use in 2015 through a ballot initiative. Sullivan has said he did not support it, but accepted the mandate of state voters when it passed. Sullivan says views of cannabis are softening in general in Washington, D.C., after strong nationwide support for its medical use and the handful of states that have legalized recreational use.
I think there's kind of a combination of people seeing the medical benefits, but also 10th Amendment elements of this, where the states have come out in statewide referendums like in Alaska, where they've come out in support. And even members of Congress who weren't supportive or aren't supportive of those kind of referendums are saying, hey, look, the people are speaking. This is what states have the right to do this.
Sullivan, a Republican, is the lone co-sponsor of the VA cannabis research bill by Senator John Tester, a Democrat from Montana. Alaska's Congressman Don Young is one of 55 co-sponsors on an identical bill in the U.S. House. Two climbers who slid into a glacier crevasse on Denali have been rescued with help from ground crews. A man and woman were ascending Sunday and fell from a narrow ridge at 16,500 feet. They slid about 1,000 feet into a crevasse on Peters Glacier. A guided party witnessed the fall, and the stricken climbers activated a personal locator beacon. Deteriorating conditions prevented a rescue Sunday. A rescue team was preparing to depart early Monday from a camp at 14,200 feet when the male climber stumbled in on an injured knee. He reported that his female partner was alert but could not move. Ground crews and a Park Service helicopter lifted her from the crevasse. She was flown out for treatment of spinal injuries. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin Granger.